Today, I am going to be leading a short practice around anal breathing. Anal breathing is a super handy down-regulating exercise to have in your repertoire. What it allows you to do is feel the fullness of your breath as your body accommodates it all the way from the point at which it enters your body to the edges of the muscles that move down that chain of reaction through the torso, finishing with the anus. An anal breath is the breathing that you would observe if you were to watch someone in a deep sleep state breathing. And if you can imagine someone lying on their side, their knees tucked into their chest in a sort of supine fetal position, you'd be able to see their anus kiss outwards at the fullest part of their inhale and relax inwards as they exhale. Now, in our waking life, often we are breathing in a way that is a little bit more shallow, and that's not a bad thing. But if we notice that we're really upregulated or feeling stressed, and we want to change that feeling, changing the way that we breathe is a really efficient path to affecting our own autonomic nervous system. So without any further explanation for the moment, let's get to some anal breathing. Before I start instructing any breath, I invite you to find a position that feels comfortable and sustainable for your body. There is the option to be sitting up or lying down. I find that sitting up can feel really useful because I will actually be inviting you at a point to feel for your sit bones. And that can be a little bit difficult lying down just ergonomically. It can be difficult to reach for some people. But not impossible. So if you'd rather lie down, absolutely go for it. So let's do that now, hey? Let's find the sit bones. So the sit bones are that bony point that you feel making contact with the chair when you sit on a chair. There's one on the left, one on the right. They're called sit bones because you're sitting on them, I suppose. Don't quote me on that, though. So rock your weight over your sit bones. Or if you're lying down on your back, so reach your hands. And if you're sitting up, put them under your sit bones, maybe pressing into them just to get that sense of where they are in your body so you can really connect with that internal map. And you can keep your hands here for the practice. It might be quite interesting to see if you can feel your anal breath. You'll notice when you connect to your sit bones that it's quite a lot of flesh around there. There's lots of muscles right near your pelvic floor. Maybe you just want to give a couple of gentle contractions and releases of this part of the body again to connect with that mental map, which will increase sensation or your perception of what's happening in this part of your body. And once we've connected initially, letting your awareness travel up to where your breath enters your body. So that might be your nostrils, it might be your mouth. Nostrils are a great place to start. And seeing if you can sense anything about the quality of the air that's coming into your body with each inhale. Perhaps it's temperature. There might be a smell associated. Maybe you just notice a slight widening of the nostrils as you breathe out, and that constriction as they pull air in. Letting your awareness travel with your breath, perhaps feeling where it hits the back of your throat. Letting your awareness travel further on your next inhale, feeling for the breath in your chest, perhaps in your upper back, the rib cage expanding. Intending to let your breath deepen so you can feel your belly also expand outwards with each inhale and contract on your exhale. It can feel really lovely to let an audible sigh out of the mouth on an exhale, if that's comfortable for you. There's no rush, taking as much time as you would like, really savoring this experience of being with a full breath. With your awareness in your belly, you might notice that in addition to the expansion outwards, forwards, there's also an internal expansion downwards as the pelvic diaphragm pushes on the viscera, on all the muscles in your pelvis, the organs. With the intrapelvic pressure reaching its peak at the peak of your inhale, and then abating somewhat with your exhale. And if you don't have your hands on your sit bones at the moment, or even getting a flat palm and fingers and just popping them in between the sit bones, I encourage you to do that now. This can feel maybe pretty cool as a somatic anchor. Just seeing if you can feel. Perhaps you can, perhaps you can't. Just noticing what is there for you. Whether you can feel that muscular expansion outwards with your hand. Perhaps at the full part of your inhale, your anus. Perhaps at the full part of your inhale, your anus gives your hand a little kiss. And then gently pulls away. And if you're listening to this thinking, that is not what is happening for me, I'm not noticing that. I'm not noticing anything. Knowing that that is also really useful information. That this practice is not about what you notice, but actually about taking time to notice. You might be feeling some tension. You might also notice an increase in sensation in your pelvis or perhaps in your genitals. And there's a moment now for you to take stock while continuing this full breath. Is this breath down regulating for you? Is there a sense that you're more relaxed than when you started this practice? If your answer is yes, or if your answer is no, what are the signs your body is giving you that have helped you make that assessment? If this did feel like a useful practice for you, perhaps taking a moment it's one that's quite easy to come back to. And as your somatic awareness expands and is hardwired, when these pathways that you're reaching out into these parts of your body, when they're more well trodden, you might find yourself reaching for this kind of breath intuitively. Allow yourself to take a moment to integrate this practice, letting your breathing become unstructured, trusting that your body will take in as much air as it needs, letting your exhale gently roll out of your mouth or your nose. And I would love to hear about your experience of anal breathing. If you have any questions about any of the details or about how the anus and anal sphincter connects to our autonomic nervous system, how relaxing the anal sphincter can have a whole range of benefits in managing stress, creating a sense of safety, but it's also a wonderful indicator. You can get in touch on my Twitter at bell_erotic. If you've enjoyed the practice and you'd like to learn more, get in touch. I offer one-on-one sessions online, and when things are open, in person. And thank you for joining me.